is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The year of democracy, the vote in Pakistan imminent. I welcome Hussain Haqqani, former ambassador of Pakistan to the United States, now director, South and Central Asia at the Hudson Institute. Mr. Ambassador, a good day to you. Imran Khan, the former prime minister, now detained by the government, is in The Economist magazine, prominently in The Economist magazine around the world, making remarks and allegations that are striking about the vote in Pakistan imminent. Early February is the date that I have, and the possibility that we're not looking at democracy, we're looking at state action by a combination of the military, the family, the Sharif, and the United States of America. I want to start with the headline in Bloomberg momentarily. Pakistan blocks Khan's bid to contest polls from two seats, writes Bloomberg. Nomination papers for Lahore and Mianwali constituency rejected. I believe that would be a significant part of the vote. On the basis of what is his party, the PTI, being blocked in Lahore? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Let us begin with Imran Khan's complaints. Some of them are probably justified. The government would argue that they are all in accordance with the law. Laws that were probably upheld or supported by Imran Khan in the past. Look, the way Pakistan unfortunately works is that whoever runs against the military in an election has the military as its opponent. And Imran Khan is trying to do that. So while he might get an op-ed in The Economist, he's certainly not going to have his nomination papers for various parliamentary seats approved while he's running against the most powerful institution in the country. And that is no different from what Nawaz Sharif, the former prime minister, went through in 2018 when the military was facilitating Imran Khan and trying to block Sharif. In fact, in case of Sharif, an unprecedented step, and not only unprecedented, likely to never happen again step, was that Sharif was disqualified for life from ever running from office, something that has been overturned only recently. So Pakistan has a winner-take-all political system. It's not democracy. It's a quasi-democracy. And right now, the reason why Imran Khan is complaining is not because he has a principled commitment to democracy. It is because he is at the receiving end of the negative decisions of both the courts and the administration. Now, has he run afoul of laws? He probably has. But is that the reason why he's being targeted? No, he's being targeted because after his ouster from power, he decided to spin a conspiracy theory, which he thought would make him popular. And some people argue it has made him popular in a country that is prone to conspiracy theories. So the conspiracy theory was, I have really not been ousted because I lost majority in parliament. I lost majority in parliament because the United States and the Pakistani military got together. He even gives me, Hussain Haqqani, a cameo role in all of that, saying I persuaded the Americans to support the military's decision, even though I have historically always criticized the military's role in politics. But that aside, his conspiracy theory gained some traction, but it also had a negative impact. The negative impact was that the military decided that with this kind of conspiracy theory in the field, they will not want Imran Khan to come back into office. To make matters worse, on 9th of May, which is something you and I have discussed before, he decided to try and foment revolution in the country. He thought he had enough support that his supporters will come out in the streets and start attacking the military. And then, of course, the military will fold. That's not what happened. The military's resolve to block Imran Khan became stronger. So in a nutshell, Imran Khan is right that he's being denied a level playing field. He's not telling the whole truth when he doesn't acknowledge the fact that that is exactly what has happened in Pakistan even before, including when he was rising into power. And I don't think that his desire that international pressure should weigh on Pakistan's military to try and let him come back into power is going to result into anything.
So the way to read this news, the Bloomberg report about the blocking of the vote in two provinces, is that that's a tactical way of stopping Imran Khan's success. The strategic question then is the one that you mentioned in The Economist magazine, that the forces are...
Let me correct that. It's not two provinces. It's two districts or electoral districts. Pakistan has a parliamentary form of government and the country is divided into electoral districts. The two districts that Khan wanted to run from, he's being blocked from running there. He tries to run from another district. He will be stopped there as well. But the bigger story here is that the military is ensuring and the judges are ensuring, and the administration is ensuring that Khan and his supporters do not get a majority in parliament the next time, and he cannot become prime minister.
Thank you. Then I come to the bigger picture. In his Economist magazine, he is accusing the United States of linking to the forces in Pakistan, the army, the ISI, putting them on the line, saying you must stop him. The allegation is that the U.S. interfered in the Pakistani parliament. Does that have credibility anywhere in Pakistan?
Look, there are people in Pakistan who think that the United States is the reason why some districts in Pakistan have had more rain in a certain year. There were people who believed in the conspiracy theory that America caused floods in Pakistan in 2010 and again in 2021. Conspiracy theories are a full-time sport in Pakistan, and Khan plays that very well. I'm surprised that a magazine of the repute of The Economist allowed to let that go without some qualification, but I guess they were allowing him to have his say. That is their idea, by allowing an op-ed. The Economist only rarely publishes op-eds, and it lets the writers say what they want. There is no evidence so far of an American role in Pakistan's current domestic scenario. Yes, there is evidence that the military and Khan don't get along, that the judiciary and Khan don't get along, and Khan has antagonized vital segments of Pakistan's power structure in the hope of getting a lot of people on his side. But his conspiracy theories are just conspiracy theories. The United States right now has much less interest in Pakistan than it did when it had forces in Afghanistan which needed to be supplied through Pakistan. There is no huge economic or military assistance package going towards Pakistan. So I fail to understand what leverage the United States has to be able to persuade the Pakistani military to do something that they probably wanted to do anyway. The other story is that only in the last 48 hours, some Indian newspapers have published excerpts from a book that is coming out soon of the former Indian ambassador to Pakistan. He was ambassador there in 2019 before he was thrown out after Pakistan and India went through that tit-for-tat situation, and they haven't been ambassadors in each other's capitals since then. And he says that for once, the military actually wanted to normalize and improve relations with India. And Khan could not give up his anti-India rhetoric. And that seems more likely to me to be a cause for the falling out between the Pakistan military and Imran Khan than any American conspiracy.
In The Economist magazine, Imran Khan also says, two assassination attempts on my life. Is that accurate?
Well, there were some, there was at least one attack that one knows about. Somebody shot at him. But were they assassination attempts or were they just random events that can be interpreted as assassination attempts? I personally don't think that the Pakistani military or the Pakistani intelligence service are so incompetent that they wanted to assassinate Khan and failed to do the. I mean, that's a sad reflection on the situation on the ground, but that is how it is. I personally think what probably happened was that there may have been an attempt to try and intimidate him. And to his credit, he didn't get intimidated. But look, The Pakistani establishment can keep Imran Khan out of power if they like. And they're doing that. Does that really require them to kill him? I don't think so. So the two attempts were probably intimidation attempts more than assassination attempts.
In the Economist magazine, he also asserts that his party, the PTI, has 66% support in a recent poll held in December. Is that accurate or is that an exaggeration?
I have no idea. Polling in Pakistan is extremely unreliable. I don't know whose poll he's citing. But the fact remains that immediately after his removal, he did have a lot better polling numbers than he did while he was in office. And he probably is very significantly popular right now because Pakistanis like anybody who stands up, quote unquote, to the United States, anybody who stands up for Islam, anybody who stands up for, you know, just like in the United States, people like anybody who stands up for motherhood and apple pie. And Imran Khan is that kind of guy. He's a charismatic guy. He is somebody who is seen by his supporters as a non-politician, even though he's been in politics for 22 years, and he's an outsider. So that means he can win an election, especially in a parliamentary system. I'm not too sure about. A lot of parliamentary voting is about the district in which people are running. And if Khan boycotts and there's a low turnout, then that could be a sign that he was popular. But even if we concede his popularity, Pakistan's politics is unfortunately not about popularity. In 2018, Nawaz Sharif was popular. That's why he had to be disqualified from the election. Benazir Bhutto was very popular throughout the 80s, but she was kept out of the polls. So we have to come to terms with what exactly happens in Pakistan and is happening on ground in Pakistan. And that is, Khan's popularity is not even a question one needs to answer. Even if he is popular, he is not going to be allowed to win an election.
Speaking with Hussain Haqqani, former ambassador of Pakistan to the United States, director of South and Central Asia for the Hudson Institute, what is to be done? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.